Welcome back to another episode. This is Nick. Hello. This is Nick Jones, a holistic health anxiety coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and live a fulfilling life through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching, address the mind, body, and spirit. Together, we'll develop a coping mechanisms and strategies to explore the root causes, the real reasons behind anxiety, and to make a positive lifestyle change. Say goodbye to anxiety and hello to peaceful, vibrant life. Let's start this transformative journey together, folks. So in today's podcast number 105, we are going to discuss the magic rule of 8x8x8, the rule of balance, the life balance. So where do we start here? I just want to start to say, hey, have you ever looked around how busy we've become in this life? Like, it's ridiculous, right? So it's like, whoa, man, give yourself a chance to breathe. It's luckily it's now Saturday, it's on a weekend, and just taking a moment to you know, put this podcast together, episode 105, and the journey takes us to how to, you know, not become so anxious in life and what kind of methods can we use. This particular method, 8x8x8, is actually one of the chapters in my book, the Anatomy of Anxiety. Also an ebook which is available, so anyone that wants to read the ebook, by all means send me a message, get in contact, and I'm happy to transfer that to you. But anyway, let's go on with the topic and find out how we can diffuse anxiety in our life. So, okay, so when we look at the rule life of balance, 8x8x8, what does that mean? That means, hey, we need to, most important is we need to sleep for a beautiful, generous 8 hours. We need to work those 8 hours for financial need, and I'll get into that a little bit more, for that independence, for that self-worth, for that fulfillment, for that future travel, for that excitement. And then we have the other eight hours of the 24 hours in a day, and the other eight is for family connection, spiritual connection, self-care, meditation. What else can use this wonderful hours to nourish our bodies, to cook, to do things that we love, go for a walk in nature, be able to connect and with beings and other beings on this world, like trees and whatnot. So I don't know what you do, but I love my walks, and that's what I'm about to do in once I finish this podcast. So whatever that rule for you is, here's the thing: if you're not doing the 8x8x8, there's a misbalance in your life. When you employ a coach, you'll find that the whole idea of a life coach is to keep you accountable, to create their extra energy, their extra the life source in you, not to be able to work yourself to the bone. And there is no happiness in working yourself to the bone, because that could be easily taken away from you. Even when people retire, here's the thing: they've worked their butts off. And then when they retire, they're given a golden watch or a pen or whatnot, and they've given their good service leave, but then they kind of get lost, and their business disappears. What they've known, and become so resilient to being so busy in life, they find that they tend to die a little bit earlier, unless they're purely planned. So in our golden age, we need to be careful of that. And, how many people do you know like that? So, but if we had this balance, now this balance comes back to the days of the Greek philosophy, the Greeks in the ancient days, where they knew that they just need to put in their plow the fields for their 8 hours, from sunset and to sundown, whatever they had to do. Those days, all farming and different type of industries, and And they knew that they didn't have this TV, they didn't have this multimedia distraction, they didn't have all this staying up late. And they, you know, they knew how to also look after their families. They are more family orientated, and I get, you know, we can think about, you know, put yourself in the shoes of someone in, you know, in the biblical days or around that era, right? And how different it was even in the Macedon days of Greece, you know, how different would have been, how more relaxed life would have been. And they tend to lead much more quality life. Well, okay, apart from the medicine part, I think they would have, you know, lived a much, much more quality life than what we live in today. So, yeah, let's go on with this. The rule of and life balance, and the origins of this particular podcast is via the Greek, you know, philosophy, maybe Stoic. But anyway, so it's basically a simple yet powerful concept, right, that emphasizes the importance of allocating our time effectively for different aspects of our lives. Now, the 8x8 suggests that we should really aim, invest ourselves, not spend, but invest ourselves. I don't like the word when we say spend. No, invest. So spend 8 hours each day on our sleep, 8 hours on our work, 8 hours on the remaining 8 hours on various essential areas such as family, spiritual connection, as I mentioned, hobbies, self-care. Now, this rule serves as a guiding principle to help individuals achieve a harmonious, fulfilling life and balanced life. This is what we're talking about, a balanced life. So, work is an integral part of our lives. We can't get away from it, and it provides us with financial stability and a sense of purpose. And by dedicating like 8 hours to work each day, we can focus on our professional responsibilities, meet deadlines, look after our families, and strive for personal growth. Now, this will allow us to maintain a healthy work-life balance, preventing burnout. Okay, because ensuring that we have time for other important aspects of life. Now, here's another reason why you probably employ a life coach or anxiety coach is or accountability coach is to prevent burnout. I'm just going to take a little sip of coffee here. It's time for that sip of wonderful coffee so to prevent burnout. You know, we're doing too much, too many things, multitasking, which is not that productive anyway, and we're just so burning out. And we need to have tools to stop burning out, to stop this nonsense, right? And so, if I asked you a question, how many hours of sleep are you getting? What would be your answer in today's date? Are you one of these rigid persons, in a nice way, I mean rigid, to be able to have the quality sleep, to have a ritual of quality sleep, you know? So sleep is often undervalued in today's fast-paced society, right? So it plays a crucial role in our overall well-being. Now, getting 8 hours of quality sleep each night is really essential for our physical and mental health, especially when we're addressing the anxiety world and people who are really anxious. So it's all building up anxiety every day, not sleep, because when we sleep, we recover. So we have to, you know, if we're challenged by anxiety, we have to grip this so hard and really put a plan together to sleep better. Now, this allows us our bodies to rest, digest, and you know, enables that we're able to not just cure the body, but we can actually heal our body through the rest. We are destroying ourselves, simply as that, because we don't have the 8x8 rule. Or do we? So, it allows also to repair our body and to recharge and enabling us to wake up refreshed, ready to tackle the challenges of our days, and then also prioritizing adequate sleep, you know, we need to do that to enhance our productivity moods, okay? We can be out of mood swing. We have mood swing when we're really tired, fatigued, and then it's the shadow's turn to take over and control, right? And overall give us a good quality overall life. So let's look at the remaining 8 hours of the day. Should be allocated to various aspects to contribute our personal growth and happiness. Family time is very important if you have a family. You can be young kids around. It's crucial to provide that nurturing. Like the old days, it was like dad goes to work, mom looks after kids and she does the cooking, the ironing. That was her job. These days, two parents are working their asses off to pay the big mortgage and to keep up with the Joneses and all this stuff, and to stay within the city, the most expensive city, depending where you live. And it's forever battling, and not mention the tax man. And so, how do you do this these days? But by allocating an 8-hour day to this wonderful thing of the relationship, nurturing the relationship, fostering love, support, kids, creating lasting memories, right? Spending quality time with loved ones, your kids, which is the most important thing. And that's what people are really missing. Like, eventually they miss the boat, and eventually the kids won't even know them. Even though you support them, they won't even know you, because they'll feel abandoned, and they feel the shadow part of them, the ego, taking over. You've lost them, unfortunately. Sorry to say that. But yeah. So guys, ladies, wonderful people, friends, you know, don't sacrifice your kids for a job. Yeah. And have the 8x8x8. And also nurture your relationship and keep your relationships. And there's enough strain in society as there is. So there's no point adding fuel to the fire and going back to this. So loved ones strengthen bonds and provides a sense of belonging and emotional fulfillment, right? Let's move on to cultivating spiritual connections. It's equally important in maintaining a balanced life. Spiritual connection. Whether you go do your meditation, whether you go pray in church or whatever your thing is, or engage in religious or philosophical practices, right? Whatever your thing is, in this dedicating this time to connect with our inner selves and the higher powers can bring about a sense of beautiful peace. It's a beautiful thing. But if we don't have the 8x8x8 set in place, if we feel like we don't have the purpose, there's no clarity in life, right? Also, we can also look at having hobbies. Make sure we have some hobbies and outlets for creativity or passion or personal expression. Act, draw. Now, sometimes when we look at creative expressions, we can lose ourselves in painting or pottery or something like that, or our interest, because when we are riddled with anxiety, you know, we only focus deeply on ourselves, where we don't, and that's a big distraction. So we need to extend ourselves to more vastness, to more creativity, that we can, you know, bypass or get wonderfully distracted by. We have purpose. Distract ourselves through the inner things, or distract ourselves through the outer things, of course, in a good way. So the hobbies are an outlet for creativity, personal expression, engaging activities we enjoy, such as painting, playing an instrument, guitar, etc., or sports. Not only brings us joy, but also helps us to totally relax. It's all about relaxing, taking that time, go camping, you know, unwind and recharge the batteries. Now, these hobbies provide a sense of fulfillment, allow us to explore interest and talents outside of work. Now, I want to share that it was only about a week ago that I went camping. All right. Took my car there. The organization part really took a long time, but I was so happy, and I felt the inner resistance, because this wasn't something that I'm used to doing, to get out in nature as much as I do. You leave the idea or the habit of not going somewhere, well, your body doesn't want to change. It's a psychological thing. So every time we move to an idea, there's change happening. Even the thought is change, it's energy. So the body tries to preserve itself and creates this total resistance. So yeah, going back to my little story about camping, I took my car out and I really didn't care about the destination or how long it was going to take me to get there, but I really valued the journey. Getting in the car, playing some music, beautiful sunny day, windows down, you know, driving along to one out of the city, about 100 kilometers out of the city, and skies opened up, right? At night there was glittery stars, and as I was driving during the day, though, there was this beautiful canopy road called Megalong Road. And if you're from New South Wales, you probably know this road around the Katoomba near Blackheath. And it was a beautiful experience, and went out and found the camping ground, unpacked, put up the chairs, and looked around, look at the creek, just totally took some breath and really went into the space of nothingness. And all there was is just trees rustling with the wind, and the campfire was on, and as it got a bit darker and lit up the campfire, the log fire was going, and the colors of the log fire, chatted to a dear friend for hours and hours and hours. Like, before we know it was 2 a.m. in the morning. We kind of rocked a little bit, the ritual of sleeping, but that was okay. It was wonderful. Took my time coming back to the next day, packed up tent, and had a great time, and I felt $1 million. So I thought I'd just share that. That was a wonderful thing if it's a consistent hobby. Just getting out in nature to relax, doing something, the same thing. Guess what? It's already like, almost April, right? Another week or so, we have April. And where's this, 4 months gone? What's the difference between your last 4 months and the new 4 months? Are they the same for you, or are we doing something different? Does it feel the same from last year? If it's the same from last year, hey, get out and do something that's more enjoyable. Break the cycle of just being doing. What about living? What about balance? What about relaxing? What about taking your family for that camping trip? And they'll love it. They'll be amongst, lizards and all these beautiful things, and the sounds of campfire and the water flow of the creek. So yeah, just imagine that. A nice tranquil place to be, and such a beautiful sanctuary to visualize to be there. So anyway, so that is also part of self-care. Let's talk to self-care. If we neglect self-care in our busy lives, but it's normally neglected by us, we're too busy, right? But it's crucial for our overall well-being. This might include for you activities like exercise, healthy eating, practicing mindfulness, taking time for ourselves, prioritizing self-care, and helps just reduce those stresses, because stress leads into anxiety. That's the next progression. And then it goes into physical health or non-physical health, enhances our ability to cope with challenges. So if we're not physically healthy, not mentally healthy, we can't cope. No matter what you do, we can't perfectly cope with challenges. So it's important to have the 8x8 rule. Now, once we incorporate the 8x8 rule in our lives, requires conscious effort and planning on my part. It might involve setting seriously self-boundaries, delegating some tasks that you don't need to do. Okay, so the house needs cleaning. Maybe once in a month you can get a house cleaner. Easy peasy, right? And then making that intentional choice about how we spend our time. How you spend your time. Take the key is to recognize the importance of balancing these different aspects and making them in priority in our daily lives and routines. When we follow the 8x8 rule, we can achieve this sense of harmony, fulfillment in our lives. It allows for a balanced approach, ensuring that not only we excel our professional endeavors, but also nurture the relationship, nurture our souls, connect with our spirituality, pursue our passions, and prioritize self-care. Where do you want to travel next? Right? What's the plan? Without the plan, there's nothing. So let's embrace this rule and kind of lead, that would lead us to a more meaningful and satisfying life. So where we can really thrive all in all the areas that matter to us. Let's go a little bit deeper now. Let's go a bit deeper in this this balanced life thing. Everyone needs a balanced life. So it's so important. Let's be so enthusiastic about this message and make it really important and be present and fully engaged in each aspect of our lives. The 8x8x8. So let's encourage ourselves to prioritize well-being, relationship, personal growth. Recognize that a balanced life encompasses more than just work and productivity. Hey, the Greeks, we generated from Greek philosophy. They always knew what they were doing. And instead of in the olden days, let's say, for instance, they didn't have TV, they didn't have social media. And they were just right into philosophy and Stoic philosophy and so on. I can now imagine them standing up in the middle of the plaza, and each section probably had a broadcaster who was happy to share his philosophies, shared from days of Socrates, and they'll be standing up there somewhere in the plaza, and then giving out all these philosophies to people passing by. And that's the only way they communicated to a lot of people. They had a lot of council meetings and all that sort of stuff. So you can imagine that, right? And they were just saying and preaching the 8x8x8 rule and many, many other things. So they definitely didn't have to work as hard as, work as hard as we do, like 12-hour days, and trying to keep a job, getting into a high-paid job. But what's the sacrifice of a highly paid job? It's an early ticket to grave. It's just my opinion. Whether you like it or not, it's total burnout. You wouldn't even know your family at the end of it. So let's once again set those boundaries and begin managing time efficiently, effectively. So we can avoid those pitfalls of overwork. Again, I always say burnout, and decrease productivity and there's just not enough time. You've overdone it. Your body just wants to stay on that couch, and there's no one there. You might be doing something, but you're not there. All your body wants to do is just rest. And let's go back to another one. Really, in your careers, just pursue work that really aligns with your passion value. And if you don't have the passion and the values for work, make sure we choose a work. What is the saying? It says, find a job that you love and you feels like you'll never be able to, doesn't even feel like a job anymore, something like that. So love what I do and do what I love is another good saying to do that. Once you find that kind of work and align yourself with the job that you love, and each day does not feel like a job anymore, it feels like a pleasure, and then you create wonderful habits, because habits are created from satisfaction and pleasurable environmental circumstances. And that's how we create beautiful habits from the Atomic Habits by James Clear. Thought I'd just throw that one in there. Now let's go back to sleeping, regarded as a luxury or afterthought. It's so important, for health, well-being. It restores energy. All that. So we can't live off less. Have you tried living off like 4 hours? Where's the coffee, right? Yeah. Give me more coffee. Give me more sugar. Give me more buns. I need it. Need it. So yeah, we can just restrict that, some of that. You can know that you're not sleeping well by drinking too much coffee. You know how anxiety feels. It gets to a point where you start hitting yourself, you don't even know why, because you're so stressed out. It's like you lose control, right? Let's now look at family time. This is essential, right? One of the rules, it's so significant, and nurturing is very important. Otherwise society conditions your kids, not you. You got no time for your kids. Sorry. It's just life. It's about prioritizing our life and making healthy choices, healthy relationships, and spending quality, don't spend, invest in quality time with loved ones again. Strengthen those bonds, you know. You can't do that if you don't have the 8x8x8 rule. You know, let's go deeper. I mentioned spiritual connections, but, you know, regardless of religion or philosophical or universal, whatever you want to call it, provides sense of purpose in our lives. And it really, you know, involve introspection, meditation, engaging activities that bring us closer to values and beliefs, the truth. Stop. The only way to do things properly is to stop. You can't cultivate spiritual connections if you just don't stop, you know, and just find us again, find the solace, seek the guidance and from the internal, and develop a sense of this inner peace and resilience. Like, and if you keep going, if I keep going, total burnout, I'm not really living, it's not fulfilling, it's not fun being on this earth, sorry, no point leaving a anxious life on this planet. There's tools to use, and that's the tools that we can use, and here's one. This is the major, you know, thing that we can do, 8x8x8. Let's not look again, those hobbies are so important, and leisure activities, you know, all this sort of stuff, they provide, you know, stress relief, and hobbies are passionate about, get out there, have some fun with skiing, whatever you do, what doesn't matter what weather you've got there, wherever you are, swimming, skiing, you know, relaxing, rejuvenating, helping us maintain the balance, the fulfilling life. Addressing the self-care again, don't ever neglect that. It's so crucial for our well-being. You know, we all deserve to help. Self-care, rest, relaxation, you know, so it's so important. This is so important. You know, by doing these things, we have more energy in life, and in different areas of our lives. You know, if you're kind of doing too much of one thing, you're missing out on the others, okay? So I can't encourage enough for you guys who are listening to this, you know, to find your harmony and your fulfillment. You know, I want to encourage you to really get into work, sleep, family, spiritual connection, hobbies, self-care. Embrace all these and have a meaningful and satisfying life. We can thrive. We can overcome anxiety even with this particular rule, okay? And many, of course, we just can't rely on this rule. There's some anxiety challenge, but there are more tools to follow through. All right. So when we talk about, now we'll look at some of the benefits quickly, especially like prioritizing sleep according to 8x8 rule. So it offers a lot of numerous benefits. Okay, so here's some of them. Improved cognitive function, a good night's sleep, of course. Memory retention, attention span increases, problem solving. Allows our brain to consolidate and organize information better. We're not freaking out, right? It makes things easier for us to learn and retain more new information. And again, it's so super satisfying. We can look at increased productivity, sufficient sleep. Can't say important sufficient sleep is productivity, efficiency. And when we are well rested, we can focus better, make more decisions more effectively, and complete tasks with greater accuracy and speed. And leading to a higher productivity level and better performance. And if I was to employ someone, I would really look at the first question is, how's your sleep? You know, that the first question, how's your sleep? Do you sleep well enough? I know it's a direct question, but and then it's interesting. And do they really have the habit, or do they need some assistance with sleeping habits? Or it's just so important, because working for someone, and you're going to feel like I'm not good enough there, and I'm not performing well because you're not sleeping well. All right, how can you perform well? We're not sleeping well and making this quality decisions in the company. Let's face it, when you work with someone, you know, you have a master, and they require you to sleep well so you can deal with all these things. And also, how about mood swings and emotional well-being? The lack of sleep contributes to mood swings. And not only that, it's also a dietary thing too. So we're not eating well, you're not sleeping well. You know, you're going to get mood swings, irascibility. You're going to be fighting, increased stress levels. Your reptilian mind goes off. It's always, you know, hypervigilating. And it helps. It helps. Sleep helps, like, regulate our emotions and promotes emotional stability, right? So it allows us to approach challenges with a clear and more positive mindset. All this wonderful benefit. So it strengthens our immune system. I love this one when we can say sleep is a healer. Right? We're getting now, and over here in Australia, we're getting into springtime. And we're getting into winter time. It's actually my favorite time. Why? Because it's getting a bit darker sooner and I can sleep more easily. Just have the heater warm up the place. I still like my walking even at cold temperatures. Like I mentioned in my last podcast about in the loving eyes of God, I just love everything. And, all conditions, I can become resilient. For me it's okay. And so immune exercise, more sleep. So I'm looking forward to winter myself anyway, because I find I have more sleep. And summertime there was a little bit more going and the temperatures and I have to admit some of these 8x8 I've actually not follow totally through. I was about 80% efficient, but I can improve on the next 8 months of this life. So let's see where we go with that. So immune cells, let's go back to that. Sleep helps our body combat illnesses. Of course, anxiety destroys us and doesn't allow us to combat illnesses, because we're not sleeping, Now boosting good sleeping, boosts production of immune cells, creates antibodies, beautiful benefits. And prioritizing sleep therefore reduce the risk of getting sick and then being the best friend, and then your doctors are the best friends. Okay, so we don't want that. And also good sleep, it helps foster recovery much quicker. Improved physical health, let's go and talk to that. Sleep is crucial for maintaining physical health, well-being. It supports the repair and regeneration of cells, tissues, muscles. Sufficient sleep is associated with low risk of chronic conditions such as obesity, which is really, really important for a lot of people. Have that in self disciplines. Obesity can talk to that a lot, but it's all about having, again, if we had 8x8x8, we can fit a lot of hours in 24 hours. So, and now let's go back to the diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular diseases. I just want to say that, and certain types of cancers, when your immune system's down, it's self-destructive. There's nothing to protect you. There's nothing, it doesn't have enough time to repair. So sleep is a quality that we all need to have. Do whatever to become, read whatever you can, get your hands on the practice. They say 21 days of practice of early sleeping. Some people are blessed to be able to sleep in them, whether you're a night owl or you're a morning person, which you've had this conditioning from day one. Some of us are not. I personally am a night owl, but that's okay. And as long as we get the 8 hours quality sleep, but sometimes I actually make up through that through meditation, which gives me a recharge. To be able to just 45 minutes standing still, breathing and meditating is another way. And when you notice yourself snoring, but you're not a full sleep, you are in rest mode. And you're protecting yourself from all these diseases. And breathing is very important. Now let's look at reduction of stress and improved stress management. By prioritizing sleep, once again, it allows our body to recover from daily stresses, helps regulate stress hormones such as cortisol, promotes relaxation, and getting adequate sleep improves our ability to cope with stress and enhances resilience in our lives. So all this wonderful thing. Let's look at another one, increased creativity, problem-solving abilities. I've mentioned much later, that we just go in a little bit more detail. It's sleep is known to enhance creativity, problem-solving skills, right? Better productivity, we're able to work better. Our brain consolidates information and makes connections between different ideas and concepts. You know when you're slurring, right? It means you've not had enough sleep. That is like you've just working on overdrive and yeah, become better problem solvers and able to do that. Overall well-being and quality of life. When we actually have more sleep, we experience an overall improvement in our well-being, quality of our life. We feel more energized, refreshed, and just ready, you know, ready to tackle the day better. Adequate sleep will allow us to engage and enjoy fully in our daily activities and relationships and hobbies, and incorporating sufficient sleep in our daily routines is essential for maintaining balanced, healthy life. So, hey guys, I hope you really, I'm about to close this podcast, but I hope you really, really, you know, took notes. By all means, listen to this again, and just to be, just encourage you, to motivate you of how important it is not to ignore this information, but actually prioritize your sleep according to 8x8 rule. Then we can reap these benefits and lead a more fulfilling and productive life with less anxiety, or also minimizing anxiety. So having said all that, blessings, and you can get in touch with me. And as I mentioned earlier, I do have an ebook, and there is a little bit more information on my ebook called The Anatomy of Anxiety. By all means, get in touch with me, and I'll leave you some notes here. I'll leave you a contact details if you wish, and stay in touch. And it's been a pleasure presenting this 8x8 rule. So let's live a wonderful life. So I normally have a meditation at the end of this, but tonight I will just end it here by wishing you a wonderful life. Blessings and namaste to everyone. This is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. May you be in peace. May you be restful with plenty of sleep. Goodbye for now, and I hope we can catch up on our next episode.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.